From the Exalted. On this, your night of grace, O Holy Father, accept this candle, a solemn offering, the work of bees and of your servants' hands, an evening sacrifice of praise, this gift from your most holy church. But now we know the praises of this pillar, which glowing fire ignites for God's honor. A fire into many flames divided, yet never dimmed by sharing of its light. For it is fed by melting wax drawn from mother bees to build a torch so precious. Thanks be to God. Holy Saturday, a day of silence, a day of emptiness. It is a day of preparation for Easter, sometimes a day lost in thinking of the future. It is a day of waiting, quietness, and calm. It is a day of transition and transformation between yesterday of extraordinary horror and tomorrow, a day of new creation, beauty, joy, and peace. This day passes on slowly with continued fasting and prayer. In a sense, the day does not begin until it is night. The nearer one comes to evening, the more there is a sense of anticipation and joy. As the day darkens into night, Christians around the world gather, and the word which has been hushed bursts forth in a torrent of sound, light, and jubilation. It is the hour of mysteries, a time of new creation and redemption. In the darkness of night, the faithful wait to be enlightened with Christ. Lumen Christi. One of the great symbols of this day is the imposing Paschal candle, which will accompany all of our liturgical services throughout the Easter season. On this, your night of grace, O Father, accept this candle, a solemn offering, the work of bees and of your servants' hands, an evening sacrifice of praise. These lines were part of the vigil service from the beginning in the celebration around the 3rd century, but they were omitted after the Second Vatican Council, I suppose when beeswax was no longer obligatory for candles. It's now been restored to the Exultet, the great song of praise in the new liturgical translation of the Mass. But why focus on the Paschal candle? The candle and the chanting of the Exultet over the centuries have acquired the status of a gospel passage. The congregation remains standing, all turned toward the candle or the deacon or cantor. The Paschal candle is incensed throughout the Easter season and is lit for many liturgical services. The altar, the crucifix, the Word of God, the Paschal candle, they all represent Christ. The Paschal candle is the mother of all candles, whether one is in a great cathedral or in a small Amazon hut. All candles contain the same three elements, the wick, the wax, and the flame. These three aspects, under whatever guise they may take today, perhaps paraffin or oil instead of wax, they are all united by the bond of an almost mystical fellowship. What is the symbolic meaning of the wax, the bee, the honey gatherer, and wax maker? Is the Virgin Mother of this symbol, like the Virgin Mary, who bore the true light for the world and for the church, Mother of the Faithful? The ancients believed that the bees reproduced without generation, taking their young from the leaves and flowers in bloom. An ancient version even says, quote, "The bees use the flower as a spouse. They gain their offspring from the flower. They construct their homes from the flower. They gather their riches from the flower. They make their wax from the flower." End of quote. What is the symbolic meaning of the wick? The wick was made originally of papyrus, or a bit of string or cloth. The wick is very important because it determines how the candle will behave and burn. If the wick is too thick, it will burn rapidly and the candle will melt around and fall apart. If the wick is too thin, the burning wax will not melt the outer rim of the candle, and there will appear a funnel or hole in the middle of the candle where the wick has burned down. What is the symbolic meaning of the flame? Principally, the flame is a symbol of Christ, the risen Lord, the Redeemer and light of the world. However, it also has many other meanings, as noted in the hymn. It is a pillar of fire during the Exodus, the glory of God, the banishment from the gloom of sin, a torch to God's honor, and overcoming the darkness of night. This pure wax from the pure bees symbolized Jesus' birth from a pure virgin. The papyrus or cloth wick grew near or in the river, water, which was made holy by Jesus' own baptism. The silent flame recalls the burning bush, yet unconsumed. All these represent the God-hallowed material world, and by extension, the whole of creation, which is now redeemed by Christ. On this, your night of grace, O Holy Father, accept this candle, a solemn offering. But there are also supernatural meanings for each of us as Christians. They can symbolize the gifts we received at our baptism in the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. The hallowed meaning of the wick? I see the wick as representing our faith. It is the center, the structure, support, which determines how well the candle functions and burns. It determines the strength and the size of the flame. Likewise, faith directs us in our supernatural lives. It gives us focus and keeps us on course. And what is the hallowed meaning of the wax? The wax represents our hope. This virtue looks to the future, and a candle has a certain tendency toward the future. We don't burn them all the time. We light a candle for a special moment or occasion, event. Likewise, nothing will happen to us unless we receive the heat from the wick, which enables us to fulfill our purpose and slowly melt away. And what is the hallowed meaning of the flame in our personal lives? Flame has always been associated with charity, the burning fire of love, the ardent heart in love. The greater the wick, our faith, the greater our love for God, our flame. Each of us is like a candle, burning, glowing, pouring ourselves out in love for Christ. Like the vigil lights burning in churches, we go about our days striving to be present to the Lord and shining for His honor and glory. Let us ponder often the symbolic power of the Paschal candle, for it accompanies us throughout our lives with each passing Easter and the renewal of our baptism. And when the final night envelops us, the burning Paschal candle will stand beside our bodies and light our way to paradise when the Mass of the Resurrection is celebrated for us. Amen.